Listening Library presents Kate the Chemist, Book 5, Some Penguin Problems, by Dr. Kate Bieberdorf, with Hilary Hamzy. Read for you by Georgette Perna, with a note read by the author.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kate Bieberdorf, but most people call me Kate the Chemist. I perform explosive science experiments on national TV when I'm not in Austin, Texas, teaching chemistry classes. Besides being the best science in the entire world, chemistry is the study of energy and matter and their interactions with each other. Like how we can use salt and sand to prevent ice from forming on roads during a snowstorm. If you listen to Some Penguin Problems carefully, you will see how little Kate the Chemist uses chemistry to solve problems in her everyday life. But remember, none of the experiments in this book should be done without the supervision of a trained professional. If you are looking for some fun, safe, at-home experiments, check out my companion books, Kate the Chemist, The Big Book of Experiments, and Kate the Chemist, The Awesome Book of Edible Experiments for Kids. I've included one experiment from that book at the end of this one, How to Make Chocolate-Covered Pretzels. And one more thing. Science is all about making predictions or forming hypotheses, which you can do right now. Will little Kate the Chemist be able to use her science skills to solve the penguin problem? Let's find out. It's time for Kate the Chemist's fifth adventure. XOXO, Kate. For five fierce women in my life. Kim, Kelsey, Katie, Jessica, and Gabby.
Chapter 1. A Secret Trip. Convection. Noun. A process that involves the transfer of heat. Basically, molecules in gases or liquids will really start moving and grooving. A burst of steam from your freshly made hot cocoa means that heat is transferring into the air. I can keep a secret. At least, that's what I told myself. But it was next to impossible. After all, my best friend can practically read my mind. Her name is Birdie Butt, and we stood together in our school hallway the day after I found out. The morning bell was about to ring. Come on, tell me, Kate. Birdie flicked her long hair over her shoulder. You know something. Well, maybe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?